Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We want to talk some high school football, and let's go to the hotline and bring in the outstanding head coach of the Maslin Tigers, Nate Moore, joining us today. Nate, Happy New Year. How are you today?
I'm good, Kenny. Thanks for having me on.
JT and I appreciate your time, and the big news recently involving the Maslin Tigers is we found out about your season opening game coming up for 2023, a home game that'll be played on August 18th. Against Valdosta of Georgia, who is ranked number one all-time in high school football wins. You guys are number four all-time. First ever meeting between these two schools. How did this come about, Nate?
Well, we have a showcase at our place, week one high school football showcase, put together by Matt Hankins in the Northeast Ohio big school social media platform, and once we got together on doing this showcase that we're going to do week one, and talking about that and talking about possible opponents, you know, for us specifically, you know, Valdosta was really the our number one pick, if you will. It's been a game that's almost happened a couple times over the course of the last 30 or 40 years. This is a game that it wasn't long after I was hired that the old timers started to mention, you know, if we could ever play Valdosta, we'd really like that. So it was our number one pick, and you know, Matt Hankins and his organization, Northeast Ohio Big School Football, they made it happen. You know, the cost that goes into bringing a team up from Georgia is significant, and without them and you know, the dollars they're bringing in through advertising associated with the showcase. I don't think a game like this could happen. So we're pumped. We're excited. This is a game that everybody wants. We're happy to give it to them.
Kenny, sounds like they're getting pumped right now. Sounds like they're in the weight room over there at Tigertown. Coach, are you guys working out right now?
Yeah, we're actually out in the field doing some yard work right now. So the guys are getting after it.
I want to ask you, how do you prepare for a team like this? Did you send scouts down? Do you just break down tape? How do you get ready for a team that you really have never faced?
I mean, primarily it'll be through film study. You know, they have spring football in Georgia. We don't have spring football here in Ohio. But, you know, the one advantage for us there is, you know, we can go down and take a peek at that spring game. You know, so something like that may or may not happen. I can't confirm or deny that, but probably primarily through film exchange with modern technology these days. That's very easy. I'm sure we'll exchange all our films from this past season and get a jump on that exchange or scrimmages like, you know, you would with any other week one game.
Get a little payback from that Georgia Ohio State thing that happened in the semifinals. Let's show them what Ohio football is all about in Georgia, right?
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. You know, we want to represent Northeast Ohio, and we want to, in a game like this, we want to represent the state. We want to do right by what high school football in Ohio is and is supposed to be. And so, you know, we aim to do that August 18th.
Yeah, that'll be the first game of the season. It'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff in that high school football showcase. There'll be three other games played that day. St. Ed's is going to play a game. Glenville and Hoban are all going to play. Do we know who they're playing yet, Nate, or is that still up for debate right now or trying to schedule those?
We do know who they're playing, but it hasn't been released yet to the public, so I can't comment on that now. I do know that the Matt Northeast Ohio Big School is going to release that. The plan is one a week. So I think, you know, ours was released this week. There'll be another game released next week. And I think Saturday at noon is when our game was released, probably the same time. And, And for the, you know, three consecutive weeks there, they'll be announcing the opponents in those games. I can't tell you, they're all playing state champions. So big time matchups. You know, I think everybody in Northeast Ohio will be interested in it, and hopefully people will come out and watch.
Yeah, and what's it mean for you guys to host this showcase there at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium? You've hosted state championship games before, all-star games before, but a showcase like this, Nate, with the schools of that magnitude, what's it mean to you know, Tiger Town to have this showcase there?
I mean, it's a historic event. You know, this is the kickoff of it, but this is to get these caliber teams together in one weekend is definitely historic. And you know, when it comes to history and creating history, I don't know where else you'd rather be than Paul Brown Tiger Stadium. You know, we have a tremendous venue. It's a great place to watch a ball game. You know, the people of Mass, and it, just like the people of Stark County, love high school football, and will come out and watch these games and support it. And I know we're excited. I know the teams playing in it are excited, and it's an honor to host.
Coach, I can think of a couple of years ago, I believe it was Kirk Herbstreit tried to do a classic like this, and I don't know how it went off, but what can you tell us about Matt Hankins that separates this showcase from things they've tried in the past?
You know, I don't know. I never participated in the Herbstreit Classic as a coach. I'm familiar with it just, you know, I remember what it was. Mm-hmm. I never participated in it. We did participate when I was in Cincinnati in the, I think it was called the Skyline Crosstown Showdown, which was kind of similar, but it got big, and you ended up with, man, I think it was, it ended up like everybody in Cincinnati basically was involved in it, and I don't know, it seems like it got kind of watered down, and you had games at all different venues. I think the thing that's really special about this is it's one-stop shop. Four great teams in Northeast Ohio in one spot, one weekend, taking on some of the best teams from all over the country. I think, you know, that I think that's very unique.
It is.
It's very unique.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. Nate Moore, our guest, happy to have him with us. Massillon head coach, off season for them, but big news involving them and Valdosta. They'll kick it off the 2023 season in Tiger Town, Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, 7 p.m. August 8th. There'll be four games that day. You guys will have the 7 p.m. game. We'll find out in the coming weeks about the opponents for St. Ed's, Glenville, and Hoban. Coach, what about the rest of your schedule? Have you finalized that, or as the AD and head coach, is that still a work in progress? We know your first game. We know your last game, right? McKinley,
yeah.
Game 10, and Valdosta, number one. What about in between?
It's still a work in progress. We've got, I would say, agreements in place, at least handshake agreements in place. We're still waiting on some things to go through. Officially with contracts and whatnot, but we are hopeful to release our full schedule next week. I think is a good time frame that's probably going to happen.
Coach, with the America Showcase, is this a home and home deal, or is this just a one time deal?
So this is one time. The schools that are coming in, including Valdosta, coming into Paul Brown to take on one of these four teams in this showcase. And then we anticipate four new teams coming in the next year, and we see this as a long-term venture that the Northeast Ohio Big School Showcase is going to be at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, bringing in some of the best teams from across the country to take on some of the best teams in Northeast Ohio for the foreseeable future.
Outstanding.
That is outstanding, really cool. Coach. Congratulations on getting that. We're looking forward to it as well. And, Coach, one of the other stories I saw in the repository about a couple of your players, Ardell Banks and Marcus Moore, going to be involved with the Ohio High School Football Coaches Association North-South All-Star Game. And how excited are you about that, to have a couple more of your guys representing Massillon in that game in the Division I through Division III game?
It's super proud of those guys. Actually, Wiltra Hartson was going to be selected for that game, as well, but he reported this semester down to Ohio State, so he wasn't available. So
okay,
this is the third guy that had a chance to be in that circle had he still been in town. But hugely proud of those guys, Marcus and Ardell. I know they're going to love the experience. Playing in those all-star games. I didn't get to play in that one. I played in the Cincinnati East-West all-star game. It's a tremendous experience as a player. I've coached in that game three times. Great experience as a coach to be around, you know, tremendous coaches and players. And, you know, you get to hang out with each other for about 3 days and practice. You know, you'd be surprised how well you get to know each other. And you know, those friendships last for years. I still talk to guys I coached in that game with. So, but Ardell, tremendous player, headed to Kentucky. Marcus Moore, equally tremendous, headed to University of Akron. I know they're both going to have big games and be a big part of a North victory for the big school division there.
And they get to play with instead of against, you know, their arch rivals, right? The Bulldogs and Sincere McNeil, who's going to BG. Trayshawn Foster going to be in there with the McKinley Bulldogs, too. Now that rivalry is over, they're going to try and come together, right, Coach? I mean, how would you like to throw to Sincere McNeil on one side and Ardell on the other if you're the quarterback?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, one of my favorite players when I coached in the game the last time was Saipea kid from Kent McKinley, the big defensive lineman, went to the Naval Academy, tremendous player, tremendous person. You know, I'm sure our guys and their guys are going to be pretty tight after those 3 days together because you know they've been through battles on opposite sides, but you know, now they get to line up next to each other, and I'm sure that's going to be a neat experience for them.
And another game being held right there in Tigertown at Paul Brown Tiger Stadium, April 29th. So two big dates. Put them on your calendar right now, folks. April 29th, the All-Star game. August 18th, Valdosta against Maslin. And we'll find out who the other games are as well. Coach, we appreciate the time. Continued success in this offseason. And we'll talk again somewhere soon down the road, all right?
You bet. Thanks, Kenny and JT. Thanks for having me on.
All right, take care. There he is, Nate Moore, checking in with us today. And again, we're excited. You know us. We love high school football on WHBC. We're headed into what, year number 78, I think it is? 79. I've lost track. It's been so many years. So we're...